live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. It's the Greg.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I said things are getting weird, right? I'm going to add to that. By the way, Josh Newberg with us. But let me read you something here really quick. It's very short. New Big Ten rule this year. I'm not kidding. Team that has been most recently quarantined gets the choice to receive the opening kickoff or defer to the second half. I swear to God. Josh Newberg's with us. Is that weird or not there?
Yeah, that's a little weird, but I've also heard that they're going to give home field advantage to the team with the most COVID tests.
God almighty.
No. The part I just said I made up. Are you being serious about that?
I am. Oh, Brett McMurphy tweeted it, and he's not saying April Fools or anything here.
Well, Brett McMurphy also tweeted that the ACC was going to a 10-game conference-only schedule. That hasn't really happened yet. The ACC still hasn't come out and really confirmed it, but that would be a really weird way to go.
Yeah, because that prevents you. I mean, now that prevents the coin toss. I guess the coin toss is really, really harmful because right after that, you're going to be hitting each other. But at least you're preventing the coin toss, right?
Right. And no jersey swaps.
Right. No. Can't be doing that. Oh, boy. Very, very dangerous. What's happening down there in the Sunshine State? Is it sunnier there than some of these news items I'm reading?
Yeah, it's sunny and beautiful here. I just went for my walk this morning. It's hot already. The sun's up. And guess what? Tomorrow, Florida State goes back to practice. Not today. Today's Wednesday. Thursday is the start of fall camp for Florida State. We'll have full coverage on Knowles 24/7. It's still kind of up in the air, Bill, on what kind of access we're going to have. I know tomorrow we do not have any in-person access. We will have Zoom interviews with Kenny Dillingham, FSU's offensive coordinator, Adam Fuller, the DC, and I'm sure Mike Norvell will speak as well. We're going to do those over Zoom, so that'll be interesting. And then we have not been told anything in terms of when, how much, if at all, we're going to be able to watch FSU practice in person. So just kind of waiting on word from them. I'm not saying they should. I don't know what protocol should be for this, but we're just waiting to see.
But there's a chance you can send somebody to practice?
Probably not. We just haven't been told either way.
Right.
Our
right.
expectations are, at least for the first week, we don't expect to be able to view it in person. Now, Florida State has an interesting dynamic. If we're told that we cannot view practice, we're going to bring this up, but the FSU baseball stadium overhangs the FSU practice field. There's a scenario where reporters could view practice from three stories up without actually even going into the practice facility. So I don't know if that they'll allow that or that'll be, you know, a compromise, but it's something that we're gonna pitch to them.
By the way, if you send somebody, make sure they're between 15 and 24. Supposedly the virus is scared of them. So just
Is that the range now?
Yeah, that's the demographic. Can't be older than 24 though. It gets more dangerous as you go up the list a little bit.
A Bill, I had a coach call me on Sunday, not a Florida State coach. Definitely an old school mentality coach, defensive coach, probably in his late 40s, early 50s. And he was telling me that for the first time, like, you know, he's really scared of what's going on. And he just felt like, you know, they talk about risk. They talk about who's at risk and who's not. He's like, right. They never mention the coaches and whether or not we should have a 65-year-old coach out here coaching or a 67-year-old defensive coordinator out here coaching. Like, they talk about risk, but why – he was like, Josh, why is nobody talking about the coaches?
It's a good point.
And
valid.
He said, and I know what every people are rolling their eyes right now listening to me talk, and he said, I know, we're getting paid a good paycheck. And he said, listen, he goes, you know me, and this coach – let's just say he leans heavy to the right with his politics, right? And he's like, you know me, I'm supposed to be a guy that doesn't bitch, never complains, and just puts their head down and keeps going forward. He's like, but man, he's like, this is one of the, he didn't say weirdest, but like one of the weirdest situations I've been in. He goes, it seems like nobody is really taking into account what our coaches should be doing right now. And I was like, yeah. And to his point, he said like, hey, I know I'm just talking to you about this. Like, nobody's going to do anything because we're moving forward. Like, we're playing. So his point was well taken. It's something that's been ignored. Hell, if they're ignoring the players, though, they're going to ignore the coaches, right?
I want to ask you next there, Berg, and it escapes me here. Maybe it's right in front of me. Big Ten just announced their schedule. Now, we already knew it was conference only. It's 10 games. The Michigan-Ohio State game is almost smack dab in the middle of the schedule. It's not at the end. It's October 24th is when that game is set. And anybody can look it up on Twitter. The entire schedule is up on Twitter for every team. Mm-hmm. Has the ACC given specific dates? And
no.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I was told that it probably wasn't going to happen early in the week. So here we are Wednesday. I think we should start to hear something now more towards the end of the week.
Now, obviously, we already know we're not playing Florida State. But do you think there'll be some dates that look kind of like this one here, kind of weird, kind of like we're not used to this date?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Who knows when – although the Miami FSU game has – I mean, at times it was played on Labor Day. So it was the first game of the year.
Right.
It's typically been in October – last year, I think, or the year before, it was in early November, like the first weekend in November. So, I don't know. Without having the FSU-UF game, there's really not a staple on FSU's schedule that you would say, oh, this game is played at this time. You know, Clemson-FSU is usually slopped in the middle somewhere. Now, if they opened with Clemson, yeah, that'd be a bit of an eye-opener, right? Mike Norvell, after all this. After the hand that he's dealt, now has to open with Clemson. No, that would be about the biggest surprise. I think FSU is really eager to get back out there, Bill, and just play some football and change the narrative.
We have had some players in the last 24 hours. Rashawn Bateman at Minnesota, a big-time receiver. Micah Parsons at Penn State, All-American defensive player, opt out. Is that going to grow here down south? Will that movement move to the south and we'll see some players that are well-known opt out?
I don't know how many players could opt out at these southern programs because the southern programs in the state of Florida have kind of been struggling outside of UF. But even UF, right? Like, who's going to sit? Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
Maybe? But who else? Like, who else would gamble that, like, I put enough out on tape that I'm going to be able to go pro right now? I mean, with Florida, you know Kyle Trask is playing. he's playing no matter what, right? So he's kind of the most important piece there. Grimes, the big-time wide receiver, I can't see him going pro and skipping. And then you got Florida State, kind of the same deal. Outside of Marvin Wilson, who else has the leverage to – forego their year? So no, I don't think you're going to see a mass opting out like typically you would think could happen in a state like Florida. I just don't see the dynamics there set up for it.
Yeah, there's two angles on opting out. Number one, you're so good that your junior film can't do you much better. Or you're irrelevant and it really doesn't matter and you'd rather just opt out because you're concerned, which is, you know, we understand if that's the way you feel.
But
we haven't seen that happen
so far. Right. No.
Now, you probably weren't able to monitor, but Vanderbilt, this is typical 615 Vanderbilt news. They have a transfer, a grad transfer that nobody's ever heard of. I forgot his name, by the way, and we just were talking about it a few minutes ago. Transferred from Columbia, all right? Up in New York. And he hadn't really even kicked in a game, I think, since 17. He got injured, and then he didn't even kick last year. So he gets to Vanderbilt as a grad transfer. I don't know what the attractiveness was as a ball player. And Berg, he's on the opt-out list. So he's getting his grad degree at Vanderbilt on the house. Probably 80. Yes, probably 80.
You need to applaud this young man. That's a hustle that, you know, me and you. That's like when you buy a 20-cent stock and it goes up to 22 cents and you feel like you scammed the system.
Right.
You sold it. You made your profit. You got out. That's what he did. He came in, made his little profit, opted out, and he's sitting pretty.
I'm guessing grad school at Vanderbilt's probably about 70-80K.
Right. When you said he was a graduate transfer to Vanderbilt and you didn't know why, I was going to interrupt you and say it, but I'm pretty sure I know why.
But what a fantastic idea. Opt out. You weren't probably – I don't know who the kicker is going to be anyways.
Hey, and maybe this is one of those college, you know, scams, like where, you know, he got a football scholarship worth $100,000 and paid the entrance fee of like $20,000 to get there. You know, that would be something you need to investigate, Bill.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So Florida State starts back this week, you say?
This week. They'll be back officially on Thursday, so that's tomorrow. Tomorrow morning they'll report back. We expect there's nobody to our knowledge right now being held out for COVID. Obviously, that's something that we'll be looking towards when we hear Mike Norvell speak after practice. We'll ask him directly if anybody is missing practice due to quarantine. I know there's been unofficial, completely off the record, I believe there's been at least a dozen, maybe upwards of 15 or 16 players that have tested positive already and been through quarantine and are healthy and ready to go. So it's not like FSU has been unscathed through this, but it's also nothing that has completely been brought practice to a halt.
I got a question, and then we'll plug the podcast. West Coast Sooner says, ask Berg how he would rate the addition of Rhett Lashley to the staff there at Miami.
Well, I think it's a big addition if it works out well. And what I mean by that is we've heard OC after OC at Miami come in and say, I'm going to open this thing up. We're going to score points. You know, they all say the same thing.
Right.
But Rhett Lashley's been around. He's done it. He's done it at a high level. He's done it consistently. We've seen his offenses in action. And I don't know if there's a curse at Miami where they just can't open it up and spread it out and chuck it around. But I believe that's what Rhett Lashley fully plans to do. Can't blame it on the quarterback. They go out and they get De'Aaron King, perfect person to run that offense. I think there's not going to be a honeymoon period for Rhett Lashley, put it that way. Like, he's expected to produce not only an effective offense, but, you know, what Miami's has been wanting for some time now, which is somebody that is just going to add some excitement, spread it out, and chuck it around.
Tell everybody about the Big Three Roll-Up. What's happening next?
We are recording as soon as I get off of here, and the show will drop on Thursday at 7 a.m. on all platforms. It's a big week. Plenty of Big Three talk because the season comes back this week. So me, Kev, Silk, TJ, the whole crew, you know where you can find us, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can download your podcasts.
Does TJ get to talk on this?
No.
Because I've never heard him talk. So I'm
just – plenty of people have.
Okay. All right. But he's the whiz kid behind it, though, right?
Yeah, he's the man behind the curtain.
I hear you. All right. Berg, we'll see you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
There you go. We'll get the break, and then we are clear the rest of the way. 615-844-5600, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A couple of minor accidents out here getting some attention. Knight Drive at Green Lane and White's Creek. Traffic still not too bad through Hermitage, Donaldson on I-40 as you make your way past the airport. Coming down Ellington Parkway, still quite a bit of traffic. In the last few years, Hot Chicken has caught fire here in the South. Princess Hot Chicken started all this hot chicken craze. Check them out online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the space repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: partly sunny with a high of 84, partly cloudy tonight, low 65, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 87, partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 68, Friday sunny, 92. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Sky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
I've been a newsy morning. Yeah, newsy. Connecticut, like all of you were waiting to hear about them, has canceled their football season. That's part of the news. Big Ten, and Connecticut's independent. Big Ten has released their football schedule. I'll give you one date. October 24th is the Michigan-Ohio State game. Not at the end of the schedule. The Big Ten title game is still set for December 5th in Indianapolis. Obviously, anything we say here can be changed. Micah Parsons, best defensive player in the Big Ten, returning, has opted out. That news hit most recently as well. Brett McMurphy, and he's not kidding here, has said that there is a rule about the coin toss. Now, this has been discussed. What are they going to do? Now, here's what's so, again, weird about this. We can't have a coin toss because that means people get close together, I guess. But we're about to, after whatever we do for the coin toss, go play football where players like Vaughn Broadnax bash themselves into a linebacker on each play. Or on some plays. Whatever it might be. Whatever the play call might be. But we can't be standing there seeing and getting close who's going to win the coin toss. Can't be doing that. Yeah, like I said, things are getting really weird. Here is the new Big Ten rule. According to Brett McMurphy, and this is not supposed to be a joke. When I read this to you, if you didn't hear me earlier, you're going to say, wait a minute. Here's how they will determine who gets the ball first, who defers, all that. Team that has been most recently quarantined gets the choice to receive the opening kickoff or defer to the second half. This is not meant to be a joke. It sounds like a joke. It probably is. Well, it's a joke rule. But that's what they're going to do, according to this tweet. Now, I don't even understand what they mean when they say the team that has been most recently quarantined. Does that mean like one? Let's say you've got one player. Could be 10, whatever. Is it, does team mean a player? I mean, because if your whole team's quarantined, I would assume that's not, you're probably not playing, right? You're not playing. So what does that mean? The team that has a player that's most recently been quarantined gets the choice to receive or defer. Is that what that means? What if you have two players that were quarantined on each team at the same time, came out of quarantine at the same time? What if you have players who are currently quarantined? So most recent, hell, we've got them right now. What do you do? So, again, Vaughn Broadnax, read the fine print on this one again for me, sir, and tell me what that means. Because I don't know what it means. Royal Ping says, Bill, how does it work if, say, Saban or Jimbo gets a positive test with no symptoms? What are the parameters of what they can do in season and in game prep? I would assume no matter who it is, you are out for the 2-week quarantine period. Well, I think the way the rules read a couple of weeks ago, the NCAA protocol, was 10 days for the person who tested positive, out, quarantined. Anybody around them, and they had various categories of that, could be 14 days, even though you're not testing positive. So, I would assume Saban and Jimbo, under this scenario, would be out. And I would assume that every school has already discussed, if you are out, head coach or whoever, here's who steps in next. I believe the NCAA has already granted a waiver that if a school loses, let's just go to assistants. You lose an assistant or two or whatever, they have to be quarantined, that you can bring up GAs or your support staff, whoever, to fill those roles while the coach is out under quarantine. I'm almost positive that is the case right now. Almost positive. So that's a good rule, and we're going to have some of that. Yeah, some of that absolutely is going to happen. Jeff, too. Bill, the B1G did IU no favors in this schedule. Five of the first six games for the Hoosiers are versus Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State, Minnesota, and Michigan. Ouch. That is an ouch. Which game do you go into? And IU's supposed to have one of their better teams. But Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State, Minnesota, and Michigan, you are that's a physical demanding five games right there. That's a tough way to go right there. Good point, Jeff. I had not even noticed that yet. Steven, Bill, all the what-ifs are just that, Bill. Laughable with the B1G. I still don't understand what it means, the team most recently quarantined. I mean, I know what those words mean, but what's the translation of that? The team, the player, how can you determine, we had somebody quarantined as of Friday, you had somebody as of Thursday, we get to determine whether we receive or whether we defer. I don't know. Jeff in the borough. And he links a tweet from Bruce Feldman regarding Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren and a quote from Kevin Warren. Quote, "It would be purely speculation for me to sit here today and say that this is the percent chance I think we have a season." Adding that he hopes to look back and say we did everything we could to make it safe for the student athletes to compete in 2020. Yeah, I think that's a quote from yesterday. But nonetheless, it's a quote, yes. And I think, look, the way he put it there, he left himself some wiggle room. I don't blame him. You can't say if you're Kevin Warren or Greg Sankey or John Swofford or Bob Bowlesby or that nutcase out west, you can't say, definitely we're playing. There's nothing that can get in our way. You have to leave it open-ended because you don't know what's coming. Jeff, too. Bill, I'm not lying. And by the way, I've been told this. Says, Bill, I'm not lying. If Saban is out, it's being reported that the head coach who would take over for Alabama during Saban's absence would be, wait for it. And let me make sure there's an awkward pause here. Wait for it. Yeah, was that awkward? Was that long enough to be awkward? Yes. Butch Jones. So, Jeff says, Crazy Charlie, in that case, be ready to cue the song. Oh, Crazy Charlie will have it ready. He always has that song ready. Butch gets fired at Tennessee. Of course, they're paying him $6 million. Becomes a assistant of some sort down at Alabama. By the way, you know what I was also told? You know Sarkisian is taking some time off. I know we need a break, but he had heart surgery, et cetera. I think Sark had a few issues. Anyways, if Sark wasn't going to be able to come back to BOC for a period of time, which he is, we are told, but if he wasn't, Butch Jones would be the play caller. Been told that too. Yep. No, I'm not. I know today's been, with the news, it's been weird, but that's what I've been told, and I wasn't told that by somebody who's had a few too many. No. Anyways, bottom of the hour break here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've seen a couple of minor accidents out here in the last 10, 15 minutes, but we've seen tons of radar as well coming down 24 out of Rutherford County. Watch your speed. Traffic still looks good through Hermitage Donaldson on I-40 here up by Spence Lane. Hey, Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check them out online at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
At Slim Chickens, we're known for our 100% all-natural buffalo wings. Fresh, delicious, and fried to perfection. Now available in two new dry rub flavors. Our house favorite, Cayenne Ranch, blends cool with a kick of cayenne. And lemon pepper brings tangy zest and a punch of black pepper. But hurry, get them while you can. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or picking it up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Julia, and Hendersonville.
Season's going to be a roller coaster ride, and you'll want to be here for every huge moment of this short 2020 season.
He strokes the first pitch high and deep to right field. That ball is gone to the top of the chop.
Tonight, it's another big interleague matchup from Truist Park in Atlanta as the Braves take on the AL East Toronto Blue Jays.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:55 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio. King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Dow is very happy this morning, up 217. S&P up 16. NASDAQ 27 and change. So at least the morning, very, very happy. Couple things here, and then we'll get the call. Royal Payne says, Bill, I bet if Saban gets quarantined, he will acquire a C-3PO-type robot and coaches practice via a screen with Zoom on it. Yeah, just look, if you're a coach, let's say one of the coaches gets it, it's public, and he's got to be quarantined. Now, again, it depends on how they feel. If they're asymptomatic, that's one. If they're really, really sick, that's another. But let's say they're asymptomatic just for the sake of the conversation. I guess you could bark out over Zoom, couldn't you? Be watching practice, making corrections. Here's one more. West Coast Sooner. Bill, you saw where Colorado State coaches were telling players to lie about symptoms. That's going to be happening all over the country, Bill. Tip of the iceberg for both players, coaches, and staff. Yeah, but there's been a lot of pushback on that story. So I don't know what to believe. I'm sure some of it probably is going on, but yes, I saw that too. Alan in Tampa. What's happening, Alan? Are you there, Alan? I hear nothing. Alan in Tampa. There Alan? You go. I hear something now. Are you there, Alan?
Hear me now?
Gotcha, bud. What's up?
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning, sir.
I've listened to Bozo in the Burrow, and I'm going to jump out my window.
Yeah, that was peak level Jeff in the Burrow there. He had the whole thing going, including the virus stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. It's comical.
I don't know how many people commented, but the whole planet apparently heard that.
Oh, yeah, man. It was what do you call it, mind-numbing, I think it's a good word for it.
It was.
So what are we supposed to call our grills now? I thought it was rec-tech. I thought it was a G, but I guess it's a Q, right?
Yeah, rec-tech and the T-E-Q instead of T-E-C. And you're not supposed to refer to it as the RT-700 or the 590 or the 340 or whatever. I don't really know what you're supposed to call it. I don't.
A pellet grill.
And they're going into the lifestyle business. So it said they're selling coolers and stuff like that, which you don't. I've already seen your Yeti coolers. You don't need any coolers. So I don't know.
That's a tough market to get in because there's a cooler company called Arctic, RTIC, out of Japan or China or somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just like the Yeti, except it's half price because Yeti's suing them. It takes like 3 months to get one, but they're the same as a Yeti, half the price. That's a tough market to get into.
I did not know that. I'm the guy that just goes down the aisle at Walmart and sees the big red one or blue one or whatever, and I grab it.
Well, you know, I used to do the same thing, but we go through a case of water a day, me and my guys do it, and the ice lasts me 3-4 days. So that makes it a little bit better.
Oh, the Yeti's that good. Wow.
Yeah. If I keep it in the shade, it'll last up to 5 or 6 days. Not in the sun, it's 3-4 days.
So you're not bagging ice every day. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, we got an ice machine not far from my house. We go by and fill it up with an ice machine, but it's they're a good piece of equipment. But hopefully, man, we get this football season going or something comes out with it. I don't, you know, it's getting crazier by the minute. They sent me an email, you know, the list of games, and it was like, pick your favorite games you want to go to. What does that mean? Does that mean I can't go to all the games? I just go to my favorites? I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Today, I don't know what it means when they say the team that's had the most recent quarantine gets to determine whether they receive or defer. Today's confusing.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. I said this before, and I'll say it now. If we have to wear a mask the whole time we're there, then I'm staying home this year. I'll donate my tickets to charity or the Boy Scouts. I'm not going.
Sitting in the Florida heat with a mask on is brutal. I don't think I'd want to do that. Matter of fact, I know I wouldn't. I have my mask on in the parking lot, and then I went in Kroger because that's the rule. I get back out, and of course, when you go in a grocery store, Alan, it's climate controlled, so the temp's very normal in there, very, very comfortable in there. I go back out, and my face is sweating in that mask.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. I mean, when we sit in Tallahassee, we sit inside. We're in the air conditioning. You know, we're inside, we're not outside, but still,
right.
It's uncomfortable to wear. I go to Publix now, and as soon as my foot goes through that door, the mask comes off. I mean, I don't know. I'm one of them hard-headed old farts. I don't like people telling me what to do. And, you know, talking about the Pac-12, I was thinking about that yesterday. I had a guy come to me one time, an employee, my office, sit down. If you don't give me a raise, I'm going to quit. I got up, I shook his hand, I said, it's been nice working with you. I wish you luck. What do you mean? I said, you made your decision. I'm not giving you a raise. You're not going to threaten me. See you later. They send a message to everybody else. Don't try that act because it ain't going to work. And they got to tell these kids, you know, you can't let these kids ramrod these universities. Somebody's got to stand up to them and say no.
All these coaches are scared.
They want to lose their job.
Yeah, because they know the Twitter mob, the SJWs are going to come after them big time. If they say to the players, get out. We don't want you. If you don't want to play, then get out. And they just take a hard stance. They're afraid of, well, I mean, Gundy. They're afraid of what happened to Gundy. So
he'd take $1 million pay cut for wearing a T-shirt. And now he's a racist. They label you a racist if you stand up to the mob. And but at some point, though, somebody's got to say no, you know. I see where Trader Joe's, I've never been in there, but they went into the chat. I guess they got something, Rice, it's this Trader Jose Rice or something. They said, no, we're not changing our names. We'll leave it like it is.
I didn't read the article, but I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Alan, be safe down there, sir. Have a good day, my friend.
Have a good day. Bye, buddy.
Yep, thank you, Alan. Jeff, too. Bill, you love content, so how about this mythical scenario? Saban has to quarantine for the Alabama-Tennessee game. Butch Jones takes over as interim coach for Alabama versus Tennessee in Knoxville. You could talk about the storylines for that game for an entire year. Well, the way things are going, and again, Nick Saban is looks like the picture of health. He really does. But things have gotten weird already, right? So who knows, man? Yeah, who knows? And we still don't have, and again, I'm not saying this like I'm eagerly anticipating it. I don't care when they release the schedule for the SEC, but it's supposed to be sometime this week, we think. It's Wednesday, maybe in the next 2 days. Again, it's not what I'm – my day is plenty full enough without seeing the schedules. There is a rumor, though. Now, again, purely in the rumor form, that some of the rivalry games will be the openers. Again, rumor. R word, rumor. So Alabama-Auburn, would that be weird to you if on, what, the September 26th, that's the game? Right out of the chute. Get some of the rivalries out of the way. Ole Miss, Egg Bowl. Right out of the chute. Or Ole Miss LSU. Blake was talking about this. Again now, folks, we're just saying rumor. Now, there were rumors. Josh M. Roos, 614, Rob, all the Big Ten, Vaughn Broadnecks. I'm leaving some of you out. Jeff in Chicago. That the rivalry games and the Big Ten may lead off. Now, we've got this schedule, and that is not the case, although it is different. In case you're just checking in, Big Ten schedule is out. Ohio State, Michigan is October 24th, not late November. It's about the – what game? The sixth or the seventh game? So, but about the sixth game out of ten for them. That's a little bit different, is it not? Oh, I heard from Todd. I was talking to Todd during one of the breaks over at the Omni. And our get-together, we annually get together, and it's always been that last regular season weekend, at the Omni at Barlines for the Michigan-Ohio State game, and then all the other rivalry games come on after that, like Alabama, Auburn, et cetera. And this one, again, is going to be on October 24th, and Todd said, Barlines is still on, Bill. Keep the tradition going. So we will be there. Yep, we will be at Barlines for that game, but it's in just past mid-October, the 24th. So later in October is when that game's played. We need one more break. We'll take it right here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've seen a couple of minor accidents out here in the last 10, 15 minutes, but we've seen tons of radar as well coming down 24 out of Rutherford County. Watch your speed. Traffic still looks good through Hermitage Donaldson on I-40 here up by Spence Lane. Hey, Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check them out online at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
R&M Printing in Mount Juliet is reminding everyone to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or accident victim. So give blood. It's safe. It's simple. And it's needed. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. Company logos, hoodies, t-shirts, and more. Call R&M Printing at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
Are you struggling to feed your family? If your family gets free or reduced price school meals, you may qualify to receive money for groceries through the PEBT program. Visit TennesseeMeals.com or call 866-311-4287. The deadline is soon. That's TennesseeMeals.com, 866-311-4287. Brought to you by this station, the Tennessee Justice Center, and the Tennessee Department of Human Services.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: partly sunny with a high of 84, partly cloudy tonight, low 65, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 87, partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 68, Friday sunny, 92. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Sky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
I didn't see this tweet earlier. Rob in the 210 points this out. Brad Powers, early Big Ten schedule thoughts. Hardest, Maryland, Illinois. Easiest, Wisconsin, Ohio State. The two teams that are picked to win, obviously, their divisions. And then he says, how in the hell are they going to play in 29 days? Because the opener, the weekend of the 5th, September 5th, is when they say they're going to start. And the championship game in the Big Ten is still December 5th at Lucas Oil in Indy, but could be moved back a couple of weeks. Says as far back as December the 19th is what it says here. So, interesting, interesting. No place like, tweets Bill, plan is for the Big Ten to play football. They just announced their schedule. Yeah, I mean, there's been some negativity about the behind-the-scenes talking in the Big Ten concerning playing or shutting it down. Releasing the schedule is good to see. It doesn't mean they're convinced that they're playing. It means the plan is to play. We'll see what happens. That's what that means. That's the translation there. I can handle that translation. Some of the other stuff, like the team that's been most recently quarantined gets the option to receive the kickoff or defer, I can't figure that out. I can't determine what that means. Hey, I told you yesterday about the website, wildernessathlete.com. Incredible products. I've been testing them. You know, the taste test and the feel test, energy, hydrate. It is wonderful. And we just got a supply in, and the kids are using it before practice, football practice at the high school. I'm using it. The wife uses it. We all use it. It is drinkable motivation. It is wonderful. We've been in the product business for a long time here at the King family. And we can get you a very good deal, 20% off discount every time now. This is every time. The prices are incredibly reasonable. What you have to do is use the code KINGVIP when you go there. Go to Wilderness Athlete, wildernessathlete.com. Use the code KINGVIP, and you can get 20% off discount every time. What you do now, and free shipping on top of that. Yeah, it's not too good to be true. It's that good, and it is that true. Free shipping. Now, if you have any questions, email me or DM me, whatever. If you got my number, call me, tweet me, text me, whatever, and we can give you the answers you need. It's a wonderful product, and we use them all the time. Love them, and we can get you a discount and very, very good prices on top of that. Also, it's been sent to me here by no place like the medical protocols for the Big Ten. And this is a lot of depth here. I'll see what. Now it's disappeared. Let's see if it'll come back before we get back to Jeff in the Burrow on the show. Let me see if it'll stay with me while I want to read this. All sports will be required to test a minimum of once weekly. Sports with high contact risk will be required to test a minimum of twice weekly. Required testing frequency is based upon the level of contact risk within the sport and is required for student athletes as well as coaches and additional staff members. And it goes on and on and on. I haven't looked at this yet, so I'm not going to go through it anymore. Some boilerplate stuff in there, too, but yes, you can pull that up. Matter of fact, here's what I will do for No Place Like. I will retweet it. People can take a look at it. Medical protocols for the B1G. There you have them. Boy, it's been an interesting show. Beginning with Jeff in the Burrow's call, which was more Jeff in the Burrow was more Jeff in the Burrow than maybe he's ever been. At least he was close, I'll say. So he called, Cosby Cattleman called a little bit later with some interesting stuff. Something about a helicopter that went down in the river. He called. We've had news, Micah Parsons opting out, Penn State superstar linebacker. Big Ten releases their schedule. Michigan, Ohio State's going to play October 24th, not at the end of the regular season, which is historical for them, what they do every year. Big Ten announces their schedule, as we mentioned. That does not mean they're more convinced than ever they're playing. That just means here's the schedule. We'll see. There seems to be, and have you noticed this? Regarding the Big Ten, and I'm hoping, like heck, this isn't the case. There seems to be more whispers and behind-the-scenes negativity in the Big Ten than in the other leagues, meaning the P5. Well, I don't know. Forget the Pac-12, but compared to the SEC, ACC, Big 12. Doesn't mean those leagues couldn't shut it down either. I'm not saying that. And Sankey's kind of measured in his words, too. But there seems to be more conversations, whispers, about the Big Ten's doubt regarding football than the others. Maybe I'm just noticing it that way and it's really not. But that's my observation there. And again, I'm sure they're doing it in a reasonable way. They're not just making this up. But I hope that doesn't lead to anything. I hope we play. Yes, I want to play guy. If that deserves critique, then bring it. I don't care. Yeah, I'm not worried about that part of it. If you're in this business, you can't worry about the critique. It's coming whether you like it or not. It's coming even when you don't expect it, it's coming. So I want them to play. At Crazy Charlie 615, already Thursday coming up. Chris Landry is scheduled. Tell you what now, I may add to this. We got Landry always on Thursdays. He is incredible. I may go for Biddle, Dave Biddle. Yeah, I might. We'll see, but we need a Big Ten update from him. And maybe another one or two. I haven't really thought it out yet. We'll let the day develop. The way the news is coming at us, God knows what we'll be talking about tomorrow morning. At Crazy Charlie 615, at Bill is King. Market nice and green. Tesla's still kind of toiling around, though. Ticking me off. Ticking me off on this Wednesday. Lashpot.